field?
I was studying at the Circus Space. They did an audition, I think it was with Firenze, and it was like a workshop week, and me and one other guy who I think ended up working for them as well, Sandro Spano. So we went and did the workshop, but I didn't get in. I was kind of working more as a juggler, and I am now as well. But I had a kind of one-off high wire walking adventure in Korea, and somehow Norfolk State had got word of this, and I don't know if they were already looking for a high wire walk, but I got an email from, I think it was through Ali, saying that they were doing this project, like an outreach project, which was called Park Life, which is they have another name now, Open House. Okay. They were doing Park Life, and they said they were looking for anyone who could maybe walk, because it was like a big circular stage, and they had a wire on top, and they wanted somebody who could walk one of the sections of the wire. So I said, okay, well, I'll come and have a go. So I went along, and they had the wire set up, and I walked on it, and then they said, oh, great, that's fantastic. And kind of from then on, they sort of invited me back to do these park life things, which were kind of like some professionals and some, I don't know how you would say that, understudies, but they're working with communities. So they invited me back, paying me to come along, performing the shows at the end, but there was a lot of bits like teaching stuff, and they wanted this high wire thing as part of that. And I think that went on for like one summer. And then they decided to do Barricade, which was kind of Ali's part of the company, her show. I guess Tom did one thing and Ali did another at this point. That seemed to be what was happening. And Ali's thing was to do this outdoor show, Barricade, which she wanted, and I think Barnes and the Riggers at the time, they were interested in having two trucks and a high wire between the trucks. So they said, will you come and do the project with us? Which would be like for 2 years or something. And they went to France and we built the structure, and it had a wire on it, and then that's how it, and I got the job.
What shows have you worked on?
Just the Barricade and the Park Life before that, where we did a kind of different show in each place we were. And then I did Barricade for 1 year.
So were you touring those shows or?
Yeah.
What's it like touring?
It's fun. It's really good fun. We did, I think it was just France and England. Oh no, we were in Wales as well. But touring was fun for me. I mean, in the beginning I had a tent, which is kind of a bit crap. and I think when I first turned up, I had like a little one-man tent, and I was sleeping beside my rucksack for a week, and then doing all the physical stuff, and it's kind of horrible. So in the end I bought a van, and then it all got a little bit more comfortable. But actually I bought a van with the intention of kitting it out. And you see all the other people's vans and you think, ah, great, I want something like that. I'll have a kitchen in it. But then at the end of the day, like Angela was saying, there was always somebody there cooking. So it's nice because it's a big family. You have to drive from one place to another. Then you have to set it up. But first you have to set up a tent that they cook the lunch in before you can even start setting up the stage and everything. So there's a lot of setup and takedown. And it's good fun working with people. And Ali was like the big boss leading the whole project, which she's perfect for because she's very easygoing person to run such a project. Yeah, probably after show parties would have been my favourite memories from them, and not so much. You had to be careful as a performer. As high wire thing, I was blagging being a high wire walker. I never trained in high wire or did this. I trained as a juggler and worked as a juggler and did some rope walking. But then initially, how I got into this was another random email asking me, somebody had seen a video on the internet where I do a juggling and rope walking act, but not high, like a low one. And I got an email one day from the Minister of Sport and Culture in South Korea, and they said, do you want to come and do this rope walking, or Jultagi is the name for rope walking festival, to come and perform my act? And then on the side of that, they were running the World High Wire Championships, which is a kilometer-long high wire across a river, the Han River in Seoul, and they would pay me. So and at the time, I needed the money, and I said yes. And then I went and did this. So the whole high wire thing for me was something that arrived at me, and I ended up doing it just for the fact that I was prepared to get up there and fall off. And it was the same when I started doing the job. It was the same when I started with Norfolk State. I felt extremely underqualified. I guess the fact that I agreed to do it having not done it before, and this thing in the wire in Korea was 27 meters up and a it was the biggest wire that had ever been rigged at that time. So I guess the fact that I just agreed to it, but when I agreed to it, then I was going out, standing on buildings and things, going, how would I feel about this? And getting used to the feeling of the height, but my practice was all done on these little blue things that you have in like kids' workshops and very low wires. And just thinking, well, if I can walk on it at this height, I can walk on it at any height. And, convincing myself in various ways that it was going to be fine, basically. And then I did the same when we arrived in France and I built the wire between the two trucks. It was the same thing, because then I was walking over the back of two trucks and all the metal and the band. I mean, you don't want to fall on a drum kit. Well, I'd finished the Circus Space, as it was called at the time. After that, I went to Stockholm and I was doing, there's a circus, the circus and dance school in Stockholm's kind of mixed together. And I went there and I was doing an MA in juggling and music, or the relationship between juggling and music. It was as I was doing that that I got asked about doing the high wire thing in Korea. And then from that, Ali sent me the email about, can you come and walk on this wire? I had done a walk. I'd done a very high, long walk. I should say I fell in the river, actually. It would be unfair to not say that. In Korea, they set up a huge, big wire in Korea and did a time trial kind of race across it a few years ago. It was 2010 or something like that. And I got invited off the back of something else. I do a slack rope routine, but I'd never done high wire before, so I went to do this high wire, and then that all Ali got wind of that. They had something up for the park life, but yeah, it was for that. Ali wanted someone to walk on the top wires that were going around the donut, which is what Ali said to Sophie.
Off you went.
She got wind of my falling in the river and said, do you want to come and walk on this? But they'd had other people try to do it, actually. I think there was a few other wire walkers went and climbed up the pole and then got shaky legs and came back down. And they did, but there was another young lad who now walks. Actually, no, he's now doing the Pirates of the Caribbean with Barnes. Ellis was at one of these. He was one of the kids that came along to one of these. And then I was teaching him wire. And then in the end, actually, the year, because it was 2 years, the barricade, and in the second year, I hurt my back. And I had other juggling work, which was coming in at the same time, and I'd had this back injury, and I'd basically decided that for my body I had to not keep pretending to be an acrobat and just stay on the floor and juggle. So in the end, I pushed for Ellis to take over my role. I kind of said I wasn't coming back, which I felt bad about, but at the same time, the whole time I'd been doing it, Ellis had been like at my heels, as it were. So, I mean, he wanted it more than me anyway, and he's probably better for it. So it all worked out very nicely. Mm. So I gave him my job. I'm juggling now. Right. I juggle, yeah. I work with Gandini Juggling.
Oh, you do.
So I'm, and little bits and pieces of my own. Sean's kind of whole world is growing up
lot,
and so it makes a lot of sense for me to stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that throughout my circus life. I've always been going to whatever seems to be at the right moment, at the right time, and at the moment it seems to be juggling for Sean seems to be the best idea, yeah, and very enjoyable.
Who taught you to juggle?
My dad, when I was about 5 years old. So I've been doing it the longest. Juggling got me into circus, I guess. I did it as a kid, and then I did a lot of sports and things, and I was like physical stuff, but didn't kind of know what I was going to do. I think I was travelling at the age of about 19, 20, and I went to see a circus in San Diego, and there was a Mexican juggler doing like football juggling and stuff, very traditional South American style, like fast football spinning. And I thought, oh, that looks good, I could do that. And at that time, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I started to practice again, did the circus space, where I did slack rope walking, because I got distracted again from the juggling.
Mm.
And then that went to the high wire, and then I ended up back at juggling.
Were you at circus space with anybody who has since also worked with
Nofix? I think there's been quite a connection. I mean, I don't think the two establishments have maybe the best relationship ever, but there's been certainly, like myself and Sandro Spahn, who I mentioned earlier, we both, as students, went there, and I think our reason for going was that we'd been on the South Bank at the Flying Saucer, which I think was the Immortal 1 or 2. It was the one with Igor, who was bouncing, was doing his conductor bouncing. But actually, I liked that a lot. That show was quite nice. Yeah, and from seeing that, I think we'd thought, let's go and do this audition for them. Mm. But we were still students.
Mm.
Neither of us got in at that point. But yeah, I think there is a connection, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know now, because I'm out of touch with the circus space now.
Mm.
But I think
there is still a good connection.
I think
that
there
Tim
is a...
Who was here,
yeah.
Before you.
Yeah. And Tim is great. He's a bit like Ali. He's stuck in there with one of these big organisations as they grow and things change a lot, and he's still partly holds it together and is very...
Mm.
An approachable person along with it, in the same way that Ali is.
Mm.
And, well, I only did Barricades, so that was my favourite one.
And where did that Barricade show take you to?
England, Wales, and France. The only real googly balls for me was that just before a show in. Where's that? There's a massive big. I think I've stepped on there before. There's a big, like, indoor, a bit like Roundhouse, indoor circus building. Amiens, is it?
Amiens, yeah.
I might be getting my places mixed up. But there, just before a show, basically, I was stretching a bit before a show, and my back decided to give up on me. And I ended up doing some of the wire walking there with a really awfully spasmed back. And things, that was the only thing that didn't go smoothly for me was I got injured while doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then having to kind of force my way through things. And actually, through that, the only moment, it was actually Ali who in some moment said to me, look, I'm going to take you off. I mean, I was in a bit of a state there at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
She actually took me to an osteopath, drove me off in her car herself and paid and everything,
mm-hmm.
which was very nice, because I might have myself not done that or had to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the reason I stopped doing it as well, just because me was like injury. That was the only real upset. Other than that, everything was quite smooth and nice. I mean, it is a rock, it's a busy road, but there was never any big problems. I remember the minibus was quite interesting, driving over to France, all of us, because saving money, we all jumped in the back of this minibus. I think that minibus has been with them for quite a while. It's a white Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah.
Extremely comfortable, luxurious. It wasn't the comfiest of
lights,
but it was always good fun. Yeah. It was always good fun. And I had my ways of getting out of setting up as well.
Yeah.
I think mine was more asking about and pretending I didn't know how to do anything. If I didn't want to do it, I'd pretend I didn't know how.